Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon is in the house right now to bring us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, and I say it all the time. Yes, you can go there because you're looking for Tom's picks. You're trying to be a trend follower and find out what's moving. But the truth is, it is a site that is much more than that. You can go to the site to learn everything that's happening in the ETF industry. Are there interesting new funds to look at? What do you want to wait on? What's changing? What's happening? And much, much more. It's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Your ETF of the week is
the Cambria Emerging Shareholder Yield ETF, ticker symbol EYLD.
EYLD, E-Yield, the Cambria Emerging Shareholder Yield ETF. An interesting pick, Tom, because we've had plenty of people who are guests on the show talking about emerging markets and why you'd want to go to emerging markets now. So I have no problem envisioning an emerging markets play where, yep, they've been trending above the 200-day moving average and all of that. But this is far from your ordinary emerging markets fund. And in fact, I think this might be a fund where if somebody's nervous about emerging markets, they might be comfortable with this fund because of the yield component. Is that what you're thinking here?
Yeah, that's part of it, Chuck. I think, again, to step back a second and look at emerging market ETFs in general, or really looking at emerging markets in general, still it's incredible to me how very few assets are flowing into emerging markets when, in fact, the valuations are at very, very attractive levels, and we've actually seen some pretty good performance recently. So if you're feeling like, you know, the domestic market might be a little bit long in the tooth, especially with a PE that's over 20 compared to a PE in emerging markets that's around 13, it might be something to consider. Part of it is the average investor is just not allocated properly overseas, and especially in emerging markets. And still, for some reason today, investors feel that emerging markets are too risky to warrant their assets. So now steps ETFs. So they come in and we have traditional indexes like the standard MSCI Emerging Market Index and a lot of ETFs that support that. But we also have smart beta or intelligent indexed ETFs that now can go in to not only emerging markets and get a broad selection, but more importantly, be smart about the constituents that are selected in the index. Specific to this ETF, corporate earnings will continue to improve as economic growth rebounds, which means that if you screen for certain companies that have improved shareholder yield, you may be in a situation to actually pick stocks within this index that would be better than a broad-based index. So the Cambria Emerging Shareholder Yield ETF focuses in on 100 emerging market companies with the best combined rank of a dividend payment and then a net stock buyback program. So think about it. These two key elements are critical for shareholder yield, but also if these 100 companies have to go through the ringer every year in order to be maintained in this index, it's doing a pretty good job of being very selective of the constituents in the index. And because of that, it's done an incredible job in the last couple of years as far as performance versus the standard MSCI Emerging Market Index.
This is a fund that is up 30% year to date. It is also an ETF that actually at times trades at a small premium. How much should folks be worrying about the fact that, hey, it's been going up. Well, that's good as a trend follower, but a premium, not something most people are comfortable with their ETFs.
Right. So you usually don't see premiums. However, in emerging markets or other thinly sliced asset classes, you may see that. So you have to weigh that. You also have to understand there's only 18 million in this ETF too. For some reason, it really hasn't showed up on the radar in many places. It will, though, once performance reports start to come out. And when that happens, more money will flow into it. And also with that, you're going to see a tighter spread between the bid and the ask. And hopefully, we're going to see that premium reduce as well. So because it's only 100 stocks and those stocks are in demand with this ETF, there's always the chance that you're going to see a little bit of premium, especially in countries that are outside the U.S. that aren't as developed as we're accustomed to here. But let me just say this. From a risk standpoint, and I mean a risk as far as understanding the accounting, understanding the diversification, understanding the execution, we're way past being too concerned about investing in emerging markets.
Speaking of that, one of the things that you always say when we discuss anything emerging markets is people should have a constant allocation to emerging markets. And I think this is a methodology that will appeal to a lot of investors. So the question is, while this is presumably a 200-day moving average play, is this also something that is not a 200-day moving average play in that this could be your core position if you're not a trend follower when it comes to emerging markets?
Yeah, I say first, and you make a great point. You got to have emerging markets in your portfolio if you're a long-term buy and hold investor. Based on how much you have allocated, I'm not saying switch out of EEM, for example, that represents the MSCI Emerging Market Index or other ETFs that do the same, but maybe augment it to some degree. The yield on this ETF is almost 3%. And if you're looking for enhancing your overall yield in your portfolio, this will do that for you. But the other thing is, because of the strict discipline for getting these 100 stocks within the index, it's a lot more disciplined than the broad-based emerging markets index. So if you're not as well allocated to emerging markets, this is something to think about. If you do have emerging markets, it might be worth diversifying. And if you like trends, this ETF is above its 200-day average. Watch it closely and just hold on to it as long as it stays above.
It's the Cambria Emerging Shareholder Yield ETF, E-Yield, E-Y-L-D. The ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor at ETFtrends.com, head of Global Trends Asset Management. For more information, ETFtrends.com, at ETFtrends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, this was a fun way to start the September 21st edition of Money Life, but we're just getting started. There's lots more to come, so settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.